Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Another reason for young people to dial down their time on social media.
The study found just a week off social media reduced anxiety, depression, and insomnia in young adults. Everett, a college freshman, said he's deleted apps off of his phone.
Felt like a lot of the time, like, instead of like doing my work or something productive, I would like look to get that next like dopamine hit.
A digital detox would be tough though for Leah, who is still in high school.
I think like it distracts me the most from my schoolwork. Like there are so many like instances where I come home from school and just like go on TikTok and like forget about my schoolwork.
Yeah. The study found one positive. Participants said they felt less lonely when they were online. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYU.
In the Bronx, a driver took off after a deadly hit and run on the Bruckner Expressway. They say a pedestrian was struck around 9:30 last night on the eastbound lanes near Soundview. He died there at the scene. The vehicle, a Volkswagen SUV, was found a short time later, abandoned on the roadway. Police are now working to track down who was behind the wheel. Well, as more packages start hitting doorsteps for the holidays, officials in Suffolk County have broken up a large-scale porch piracy ring.
The 14 people busted, most are from the Bronx. Cell phones and tablets swiped right out front porches in nearly three dozen Suffolk County towns over the last couple of years.
This is, you know, sort of a sprawling conspiracies. We charged these 14 individuals. We're prepared to go forward with our case.
That's the Suffolk DA, Ray Tierney. He says this was indeed a big-time operation. At least 200 devices were swiped.
We began working with our partners in NYPD, federal partners, and saw that this was a pattern that was occurring not only in Suffolk County, but down the East Coast.
So how did this work? The porch pirates were hacking into computers to find out when and where a device was being delivered, and they'd be in the house when it got there and grab it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
In Sheepshead Bay, police are looking for the teenager who slashed a 14-year-old boy on the street. Cops say it happened around 5:50 p.m. on Wednesday outside 2931 Avenue X. That's where the suspect walked up, asked a question, and then suddenly started punching the victim before slashing his arm with a sharp object. That teenager was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. Photos of the suspect are on Crime Stoppers' X page. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Well, calling all mini Kevin McAllisters. The Plaza Hotel is hosting a lookalike contest this holiday season, inspired by Home Alone 2.
I'd like a hotel room, please. With an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key. Credit card? You got it.
Kids 12 and under can try on that famous winter hat of his, strike their best Kevin pose, and enter for a chance to stay at the Plaza, just like in the movie. Submissions are open through December 1st at the boutique inside the hotel. 5 finalists will be picked for a ceremony later in the month, and one grand prize winner gets the Plaza's Home Alone Fun in New York package, which of course will include that 16-scoop ice cream sundae. The man accused of slashing a 14-year-old boy on a train in the Bronx is now under arrest. Police say 37-year-old Shane Lindo was taken into custody Monday afternoon. The attack happened earlier this month on a four train at Jerome Avenue and West 183rd. That's where the boy was cut on the hand with a sharp object. Lindo now charged with assault and harassment. Community groups in the Bronx say they need more time to weigh in on the massive Cross Bronx Expressway rebuild. Siddhartha Sanchez is with the Bronx River Alliance.
Governor Hochul and the New York State Department of Transportation released nearly 6,000 pages of an environmental assessment for the project. And this is, as you know, right before the holidays. So I think the concern right now is how do we process these 6,000 pages in the limited window that the state is offering?
Advocates want a 90-day extension on the comment period for that report and more outreach to the 64,000 people living along the project corridor. The Cross Bronx project includes plans to repair 5 bridges and future options for capping sections of the highway to reconnect neighborhoods split for decades. That comment period is open now. Well, the community over at God's Love We Deliver is about to make Thanksgiving a lot brighter for thousands of New Yorkers.
12,500 Thanksgiving meals delivered by more than 1,500 volunteers with something special for the holiday as well.
In addition to delivering the meals to our clients, we also deliver a second meal so that our clients can invite someone to join them in a Thanksgiving feast with them.
God's Love We Deliver, marking 40 years nourishing homebound New Yorkers. Here's their Stephen Cavella.
There's people in the community that support God's Love We Deliver, that care about them, that want to make sure that not only do they receive our delicious, nutritious meals for the entire year, but an extra special touch on Thanksgiving.
And each household's also getting a tote filled with personal care items. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.